Happy to have that. And that was this first hour. This is Terminal 5. My name is Jeffrey Davison, and you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal, ckut.ca on the web. Stay tuned.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Good morning once again. This is Terminal 5, starting our second hour, beginning with Italian musician David Sedolan with Vernacular Vocation. That is from a release entitled Contemplations and Other Instrumentals from the Valley, put out by Ramble Records, 2022 release. After that, from BC, Alex Archibald with Hopefully Mutinous from his forthcoming release called Woodbug, and that's coming out next month. And ending up there with Traveling Headcase, the title track from Don't Let It Stop, which is a compilation which spans 2001 to 2021. And that's the set. This is CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. My name is Jeffrey Davison. Glad you're with me this morning. Back to music, and stay tuned.
It's 2:04, and I'm not happy yet. They closed down the bar, so I'm drinking a cigarette. This plane won't take me home. Oh my, oh me, one alone. Oh my, oh me, one alone. This is the life that I chose for myself. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Why whine and grumble and moan? Oh my, oh me, one alone. Oh my. Sun, it burns, and then there's a cloud, and the city wants me lost in the crowd, making it on my own. Oh my, oh me, one alone. Oh my.
I'm like
night and one more. Hear the thunder crow. Oh my, oh me, one alone. Oh my, oh me, one
things you will need. You cannot stress out the belief. A little strain that autumn brings can become a big, big deal. If you thank you.
that is the Boston-based guitarist Joseph Allred, who plays lute, and I think he plays banjo as well, and I think other instruments on top of that. So anyway, yeah, a prolific guy, and keeps putting out a steady stream of recordings. This is a recent release called A Great Yellow Poplar. Before that, Allegra Krieger from her forthcoming album called Precious Thing. It's either forthcoming or just out. Anyway, there you have it. We heard the song called Isolation that's put out by Northern Spy Records. Before that, going back to 2015, Meg Baird, Counterfeiters, from Don't Weigh Down the Light. She hasn't had really any solo stuff since 2015. I think one single. She is with the band Heron Oblivion. They haven't put out anything in a couple of years, and of course there may be ample reason for that, but in any case, we're long overdue for some solo stuff from Meg Baird, or from the Baird sisters, or from Heron Oblivion for that matter. And started out with Stanley Brinks and Frechard. They've got a bunch of things out, I think still largely unknown, but wonderful singers and songwriters. We heard Me One Alone, and that a November release. And that was the set. I will tell you that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. This is Terminal 5. Stay tuned.
follow me to the willow tree. Follow me to the willow tree. You just follow me. Try to do the best you can, yet you're talked about. And your back is to the corner, and you can't get out. You just follow. Beneath that tree, oh, don't let me deceive you, oh no, because all those problems you had before you came, oh, they're not gonna leave, oh no, but maybe just sitting down thinking for a while.
She has to go away. radical. You watch her flow away. Yes, she will. You're asking her a favor. Your fingers pointing at the solace that you gave her. First she has to go. You watch it flow away.
No one knows.
About time to wrap it up here and ending up the show with Dear Scout. She is a gal, I think maybe originally from Philly, now I believe located in Brooklyn. That is entitled Holy Ghost. It is from a release, came out a couple of years ago, around this same time actually. She's got an album coming out in a couple of months, and so be on the lookout for that. So it's really small label indie stuff. So, yeah, it's going to come and go pretty quickly. Before that, Larchen, a band from Brittany, Shadow Hills from Swamp Rabbit Trail. That is a 2022 release. And before that, another brand new release coming out in April from Abigail LaPelle. The album is entitled Stolen Time, and we heard from that a song simply entitled Pines. She is a pretty well-known singer-songwriter here in Canada, and rightly so. She's pretty amazing. Before that, a quartet out of Rotterdam, been around for a little while. They're called Lewsberg, L-E-W-S-B-E-R-G, and we heard Dependency from an album came out last year called In Your Hands. Before that, Cleveland Francis, there is a new 2-LP set which contains his 1970 release called Follow Me, came out on a very small label, extremely hard to find, so a very welcome reissue. There's also a second album which has some stuff that never came out, and that's a 2-LP set on the Forager label called Beyond the Willow Tree. And we heard the track which leads off his original album, and of course it's called The Willow Tree. And we started off with Michael Chapman going back to 2015, I believe. Plain Old Bob Has a Hoedown, and that's on the Tompkins Square label, as you probably know, or if you don't, Michael Chapman passed away September of last year, and a really amazing force, pretty unique musician in the UK music scene, and I think he had something like a 50-year career, just a fantastic guitarist, mostly known for his songs, but as you can see here from that track, a pretty damn good guitarist as well. And so that's it for me. I'm going to wrap up this show. My name is Jeffrey Davison, and I'm glad you joined me this week. I will remind you once again that you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM and on the web at ckut.ca. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You are listening to the 92nd edition of Free City Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Stefan Christophe, in Montreal. On the broadcast today, I'm going to be sharing a soundscape that I created based on recordings that were done in both Mexico City and Oaxaca City. These are recordings from the streets, from city streets, from rides, travels around. We also hear the voice of Alfredo Borjorquez, who is a podcaster. He has created a number of really important anarchist and activist podcasts in Mexico. He is currently working on a new one. I will share the link in the bio. I would also recommend that you visit his last podcast, which is surrounding the work of Sarah Ahmed. It's a Spanish language podcast. This is a conversation we had about contemporary struggles for land and anarchism in Mexico. You can hear that excerpt here in the soundscape, but also we hear sounds from the streets. I wanted to share a bit of my soundscape work here on the podcast. I like thinking about sound beyond voice, beyond music, but the ways that we interact with our sonic environment, the ways that the sonic environments around us affect our mind, our thoughts, our engagement with political issues, our engagement with our lives, those around us.